Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing. I'm Pastor Rob Sowers. In our Word of the Week this week, we're going to look at the word sponsor. The most common usage of the word sponsor in our world today refers to a person or organization that pays for or plans and carries out a project or activity. So you hear it for radio and TV programs that such and such a program is sponsored by whatever advertiser is paying for that part of the program, and they do so in exchange for usually advertising time during the course of that program. The word sponsor is also used for one who assumes the responsibility for some other person or thing. We've got an example of that in Acts, where Barnabas vouches for Saul right after his Christian conversion when he takes him to Jerusalem, and those in Jerusalem were skeptical about Saul. We read in Acts 9, 27 and 28, "And when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and he declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road and that he had spoken to him and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus." As Lutherans, of course, when we hear that word sponsor in the context of the church, almost certainly the first thing that we think about are baptismal sponsors, or what are sometimes referred to as godparents. Now, we never find this word sponsor in the scriptures. We don't have an example of this role in connection with baptism in the scriptures. God doesn't tell us that we need to have sponsors, so whether we have them or not, it doesn't make a baptism more or less valid. The church tradition of having sponsors seems to have started all the way back in the second century, and it didn't originate with infant baptism, but it actually originated with adult converts to the faith. This was at a time when Christianity was heavily persecuted, and so an adult convert who offered himself up for baptism would be accompanied by a Christian who could vouch for that applicant and undertake his supervision. As this tradition continued with the baptism of infants, then pretty early on, it was often simply the parents who served as sponsors. In the following centuries, it became more common to have someone who is not the child's parent serve as sponsor, and by the 9th century, it actually was prohibited for the natural parents to act as sponsors. In the early church, one sponsor seems to have been the normal number, but in the Middle Ages, it became common to have two sponsors, one of each sex, and this is the most common way that it's done today. In the Cito version of Luther's Small Catechism, three roles of sponsors are laid out. First, the sponsor is to watch the baptism take place, so they take the role of sort of a witness there. Secondly, to speak for the child at his or her baptism. And then thirdly, to be concerned about the child's spiritual well-being with their prayers and encouragement, especially if the child should lose his or her parents. As described in our baptism liturgy, the role of sponsors is to make sure that the child learns the scriptures, attends services in the church, and is provided with further instruction in the Christian faith. Since we ask sponsors to share our concern for the child's spiritual well-being, it is important that a sponsor should have the same Christian confession as the child's parents. This is why we ask only members of our congregation or church body to be sponsors. Now again, having baptismal sponsors or godparents is not something that is commanded by Scripture. Some parents choose not to have sponsors at all for their children. Some parents choose people of different Christian confessions to stand and simply serve as witnesses that the baptism has taken place. But I would encourage parents to consider the benefits of having sponsors for their children. As every Christian parent knows, one of the most important responsibilities is to raise their children in the training and admonition of the Lord. We get that from Ephesians 6:4. Proverbs 22:6 instructs us to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, of course, this is primarily the parent's responsibility, but especially in our age when raising children in the faith has become increasingly more difficult, It really can be a great blessing to have sponsors who will help in this instruction, who will especially be praying for the child's growth in the faith, and promise to be there for the child in case something should happen to the parents. For these reasons, I would encourage having sponsors for children at baptism. If this is something that you're currently considering, I would encourage you to prayerfully consider who you would like to choose as sponsors and talk to them about the important role that they would serve in your child's life. If you are a sponsor, I would encourage you to take this role seriously, to regularly pray for your godchild, and to encourage his or her growth in the faith. Though not commanded in Scripture, the tradition of having sponsors for children at baptism can certainly be a great blessing.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.